It's the state of Victorian greyhound racing and the stories behind the sport. This is RSN 927's Off the Leash.
Welcome back to RSN Central. It's 12:13 on this Tuesday afternoon. It's time to talk some greyhound racing with Georgie Ferugia. It's an exciting time of the year. Plus, I'll get to your SMSs talking cricket, football, a little bit of greyhound racing, harness. There's a few SMSs there and a few SMSs about some of the racing on the weekend. So I'll get to those in the fifth quarter with Matty Nevitt. But, Georgie, it's exciting. The TAB Melbourne Cup heats, they're about to be released, the fields anyway, for this year's Melbourne Cup, the world's greatest race.
Yeah, mate, and good afternoon. And yeah, look, I just keep refreshing Gareth, but look, hopefully they will come out while we're on air. But if not, as we said, we've got a little bit to talk about, including some of your pre-post plays. I noticed that the TAB have taken off the pre-noms for the Melbourne Cup, but I'm sure you've got some you want to chat about and some exciting new features, and really looking forward to what's happening on Friday.
I did have a few that I think we can bet. I think Welshie's Fast was far too short. I think Rebellious was a bet at $11.
Yeah, Rebellious, certainly if he lived up to that 29-11 run. And Gareth, the beauty with a dog like that is that you speak about box draws, and yes, you do want to draw well, but he's probably one greyhound, or there'll be a few that are able to offset probably a draw that's not that suitable, because he can get out of the traps and run some fast time. Obviously, Typhoon Sammy was one that holds
we'll
a lot of interest.
We'll take him on. I thought he was disappointing in the run home.
Oh, no, look, I think he'll be fine, Gareth. I think you'll find that he'll find a lot this week.
I'll give you $30.
$30, okay. Yep. That's no problem. Look, Aston Rupee, obviously, before it closed down, I think it was around the $4.60 mark, Gareth. That was clear favourite. Koblenz was the other one. And obviously, your boy being retired now, he's out. They backed him into $11 before the announcement of his retirement.
But there was greyhounds that were at a big price. I think Jungle Juice that we could be interested in.
Well, Jungle Juice was a huge run, Gareth, from a really poor draw. So you're right. You might want to have a little bit of a play there for sure. I didn't think you were too keen on the New South Wales Greyhounds, but that was one that you're having a crack at.
Yeah, I didn't mind his run. I'm just going off a few of the runs that I saw there the other day. I think McCauley's Lad might be a play at a big price. I think we could get $30. Not more McCauley's Lad. I thought Substantial was a big price, $36. I thought its effort was big. Along with Fernando Bluey, I think you can play both those dogs as well.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Substantial. Some of these great ISOLINX figures that are coming out in terms of distance run and top speeds. Typhoon Sammy was the fastest greyhound of the night in terms of reaching the top speed at Sandown last Thursday. And Substantial was second, Gareth. So they're interesting stats, aren't they? They're two greyhounds that probably aren't spoken about, at the absolute top echelon. Koblenz is just brilliant right around, and some of those greyhounds reach top speed, maybe don't sustain it for as long as some of those other ones we mentioned. But, there's some big odds on offer. But as you mentioned, Gareth, a few people will hold out until the box draws, and then there's still some value that will be on offer even after the box draws, because you could still back pre-post, which is great.
I've still got a couple more. Hebridean Black, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Hebridean Black.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Just racing so well since he's come back from injury, Gareth. And the key to him is if he's able to get a little bit of room. The only time he finished someplace, he drew off the track in the Silver Bullet and never really got a chance to race. His form at Sandown has been outstanding. So he's probably one, Gareth, that you want to draw okay to give himself the best possible chance. But I'm not sure what odds he was, but you would have got some.
He was $35, $36, maybe a little bit longer. True Kalinda, I think she's nearly one of the best of the. I think she's got under everybody's guard, really, from Jason Thompson's camp. I thought she was impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. She was really impressive on a track that, as we know, Gareth, wasn't conducive to fast times, and she ran pretty well. True Kalinda and McCauley's Lad for me, Gareth, the only concern I have is that, and you notice that with McCauley's Lad in that shootout, it's a big step up in class when they're up against the big boys. They're going to need to handle that rising class. And McCauley's Lad, he's a very, very good greyhound, but he was just blown away by, two of the informed greyhounds in the country, or at least Aston Rupee and Tigalong Tonks last couple of weeks were outstanding as well. So that's the difference for me, Gareth, where that's where I think Aston Rupee, Koblenz, these type of greyhounds, even Typhoon Sammy, in fairness, raced against a very, very good field in the Bendigo Cup. So he would have been exposed to it. Now, whether he's able to rise at that challenge is going to be very interesting. So you just can't wait. And, of course, we've got the Bold Trees as well, Gareth. So the whole night is just Group 1 heats, which is absolutely fantastic.
Rickon and Rick, I think, is an each-way chance as well.
Yeah, look, he's when we talk about greyhounds that have raced in that class, well, Rickard and Rick has done that. He's been in free-for-all company for a while, and they're the greyhounds that you could probably have a little bit of a play on at some nice odds. You're right. He's with a very, very good trainer who comes to the fore at this time of year in Jimmy Redenbach. He's always seemingly got a very talented greyhound in his kennel. So, look, there's a few there. I think all eyes will be on Aston Rupee and where he draws, Gareth. Yep. Very, very interesting. And news coming out that Ray Border... he's waiting for Aston Rupee's mum, Aston Miley, to come on season, and we'll do a repeat mating. He has got a vial of champion American sire, Casey and all, and, of course, in true form with Ray, there'll be none for sale, that's for sure. But why wouldn't you go back to the well there for sure? And it'll be her last litter, her fifth litter. I'll tell you what, they'll be absolutely can't wait to see them get to the racetrack too.
A few SMSs coming through, Georgie. What's the chances of Handsome Rhino? 0416 90 50 52 to join our conversation.
Well, he's a greyhound that we tipped a couple of weeks ago, Gareth, and he's another one that can show really good early speed and then an overall time which is very, very fast. He's certainly capable of winning a Melbourne Cup heat. There's no doubt there, especially if he can draw well. He's a little bit hit or miss at box rise, Gareth, but when he nails the start, he's a very, very talented greyhound. He got the job done a few weeks there for us. And he's certainly one in contention. You get the... See, no one would mention Handsome Rhino in their top 30, for instance, Gareth. That shows the depth of these Melbourne Cup heats. It's just incredible. And that's why there are some greyhounds that can win at $18, $20 in their heat, because they're talented types. And if you lead around that first corner and one of the favourites does something wrong, well, watch out. So,
Sorry, Georgie. So go on. I didn't mean to interrupt. I think we learned a lot last week when Jason Thompson was having a chat to us. Even I learned a bit regarding that the box eight draw there at Sandown in this class is just, it's a graveyard. You don't want that draw, so...
No, you don't. I mean, look, Hooked on Scotch had that draw in a heat of a Melbourne Cup, and you just need a little bit of luck for the first little bit, Gareth. He was able to begin cleanly. He avoided that trouble on the first corner and broke the track record at that point. But I think to Glenn Rounds' point when he mentioned about Aston Rupee, you don't want to be camped wide on that first corner. Because if you notice, Gareth, if there is a little bit of shuffling, greyhounds tend to fan off a little bit. And it's not so much that you're trapped wide, but you can get a little bit of a bump. You lose momentum at a very, very important stage where you've got other greyhounds who are railing and are unimpeded. All of a sudden, they skip three or four lengths ahead of you, Gareth. And as we've been mentioned, with the likes of Handsome Rhinos and these types, they can run 29.30s, 29.25s. And it's very hard to run dogs down that are running those times. So, yeah, we've seen that with Aston Rupee during that launching pad series. We discussed it a few times, Gareth, now. But, you know, he was doing things wrong. He'd get caught up in traffic. He'd be fourth or fifth as they go down the back, and he'd rattle home to get second. But, again, you can't run second in either the Melbourne Cup because you just won't qualify. No. So, yeah, it's interesting.
We'll talk about Tickalong Tonk. It was sad when I got the text message and the call from Corey Grenfell yesterday saying that he sustained an injury in that shootout, and after discussing with his vets that the best for Tonk was to retire him to stud. But what a greyhound he was. Two-time Group 1 winner. He won that Perth Cup. I think that was his greatest achievement when he looked gone on several occasions to finally break through and win his first Group 1 at Perth in that Perth Cup. And he won over $700,000. But he was in the big dances throughout his career, and he raced against some of the best dogs of all time and was competitive with them. He was a great dog, Georgie.
Yeah, he was. And I was on course for that Perth Cup, Gareth, and he copped an almighty whack, which would have put paid to a lot of greyhounds' chances. But he thoroughly deserved that Group 1 win. I discussed on radio, in an article, Gareth, that you'd love to bottle his DNA, like footy coaches would love to bottle his DNA and sprinkle some on the team for instant success, because he brings courage, he brings the right attitude, and he's brilliant. He's just been one of those greyhounds. So good luck to him in the next phase of his career. I think vials are around the 2200 mark, and if he can somehow throw that chase and speed into his pups, Gareth, he's going to have a successful career for sure.
And he was a great interesting greyhound following his progress, because even Corey pointed out that he didn't impress him after breaking in, and he wasn't showing too much until he went to a trial at Horsham and defeated or run as a quicker time as one of his better greyhounds, and then from there he never really looked back. So it just gives everybody hope. If your greyhound hasn't broken in as well as you'd want it to, don't give up on them, because they can, like the Tonk did, they can quickly flick the switch and away they go. Yes. Delish, Gareth Hall, Georgie Frugia. Georgie, what about Tommy Shelby's made the decision first up in the heat of the Melbourne Cup after, what, 3 or 4 months off the scene, after he's also done some work at stud? This would be some training performance by Steve Withers if he can pull this off.
Yeah, and it'll be some effort by Tommy Shelby too. His last start was at Cannington, Gareth, on the 28th of August. So essentially 3 months or 12 weeks without a start, which is, it's a long time between drinks, especially to become race fit. But you can guarantee, Gareth, that if he manages to win a heat of the Melbourne Cup, he will be, 20% better the week after. So that's the scary part for him. So, look, it's not going to be an easy task, but it's really good to see him back, first and foremost. So, as we said, we haven't seen him in a little while. It's not to say the Phoenix is off the cards, Gareth, either. He could still sort of make that through if he happens to get a slot. But at this stage, the Melbourne Cup's his number one aim. And obviously, he made the final last year. He ran third in it behind Hardstyle Rico. So, yeah, really interesting. Just quickly on Tonk, as you mentioned about the break-ins too, Gareth. The other thing with Tigalong Tonk is, and I think Corey Grenfell mentioned this, he started racing in top company from a very, very young age. I mean, he won a heat of the Hobart 1000 as a very, very young dog. And that's not easy to do as well. And so he's raced consistently for over 2 years. He's been a marvel. So hopefully we get to see some little Tonks running around. I'm sure it won't be too long before you've got a Tonk pup that you've purchased, mate.
100%. Hushing Dusk, I don't know if we can go there yet. I know the number one hairdresser in Bendigo, he's just said, hang on a sec, Gareth. We've got a couple more years left in this wonderful bitch that we've got at the moment. Hushing Dusk, RSC927's very own. Should be very hard to beat in the Sale Cup, mind you, if the markets are open for that particular race. I was talking to Paula Bella the other day. I said, 5-star, please, Paul. Hushing Dusk for Ian Garland's the greyhound that you need to follow over the middle distance.
Wow, yeah. Shots fired, Gareth.
Unbelievable.
Shots fired.
Georgie Frugia, Gareth Hall, this is Off the Leash. We're waiting patiently for the box draws and the fields for Friday night's heats of the Tab Melbourne Cup, Georgie. They're not far away, surely. It's just like waiting for Christmas, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah, but where I'm refreshing, Gareth, it usually gives you like a 15-minute warning. So we're probably not going to get them on air.
Okay.
And Sandown have done a good thing this year through Patch Adams that you can put your mobile number in and you get an SMS alert 10 minutes before the box draw. So I signed up for that as well and haven't received that as yet too. But so can we talk about this new sectional time that's
before we
hopefully
do that,
will be available?
Yeah. I just want to say, Tommy Shelby, can he win? I've written him off. And I've talked to a few big-time trainers as well of recent times, and this is only their humble opinion. And I love Tommy Shelby, and I hope he proves me wrong. And let's be honest, I'm no expert, but I've just been doing some research, Georgie, and they tell me greyhounds that have been producing straws don't have the greatest record of trying to combine that job and racing.
Sometimes, Gareth, and you find a lot of people refuse to take vials out of the greyhound. I think Ray Board is probably heading in this direction with Aston Rupee. I think you'll find that he'll wait until after he's finished racing. But For the pros, and Tommy Shelby is certainly that, I don't think it would bother him too much. I know Fernando Bale did it successfully as well. Shimmer Shine was another one that dabbled in both sides. So I don't think that's the issue. It's more the race fitness for me, Gareth, to do it, to back up 2 weeks in a row after 3 months off. And look, he's going to be as fresh as a daisy, and we know he's got some early speed. That's not to say he can't win a heat of the Melbourne Cup. Of course he can, but it would be his crowning glory, Gareth, and he's a dog that's won over $1 million. If he's able to win in the next 2 weeks, it would be right up there with the great Melbourne Cup victories. That's for sure.
One of the great stories, yeah.
Yeah, it would be. So, it wouldn't be an easy task. But, look, I think we all know that Tommy Shelby's only got a handful of starts at most before he does retire at stud. So it's good to see him in Melbourne again. And I think what's on the cards is either the Phoenix or the Hobart 1000, and then they might shut up shop after that, Gareth. So, yeah, look, from what I gather from Tommy Shelby, nothing really fazes him. He travelled around the countryside without a worry in the world and won group races everywhere he went. So, you know, I don't think that side of it will worry him too much.
No, and it will be one of the great narratives come Friday night, the Tommy Shelby story, the defending Greyhound of the Year, the Australian Greyhound of the Year. Can he do the impossible in a way, be first up in a Melbourne Cup and off 3 months after a calf injury and win his way through to a Melbourne Cup final? And if he does perform well, this is the punt that they've taken. So they've bypassed the chance to qualify for Rawa or Dogs WA for the Phoenix lot. But they know that if they perform well, say, in a Melbourne Cup, and they win the Melbourne Cup or they run some sizzling times, especially in the early part, then the teams that are looking for a dog would be looking closely at Tommy Shelby. If he wins the Melbourne Cup, he gets a Tab Phoenix slot for mine.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because I think that's the only fly in the ointment for slot holders. It's hard to give a slot to a greyhound that hasn't raced in 3 months. So I can understand their trepidation.
Yeah.
Whereas you have a dog like Koblenz who has been lighting it up, especially with his traits. Similar traits to Tommy Shelby, to be honest. They break fields up through their sheer speed. Just quickly, Gareth, the box draws are 11 minutes away. So I don't know if we've got time to stay on air. But,
100%. What we'll do then is that I'll wrap up our little segment that we've got now, then we'll come back, Georgie. But I'm excited. So 11 minutes away. So that'll be at, what, 12:44?
Okay.
Because I've got a Wangaratta preview that I might go to early, and then we'll come back. Yep.
Now, what'll happen is they'll happen in real time, Gareth, and then I won't have a copy of them for about 10 minutes. But as they're going ahead, I will read out some of the feature greyhounds to draw in every box, and then we can sort of try to remember what we've got. So
beautiful.
If we do that, we'll go from there.
We'll have Mikey that's got a couple of hands, and Matty Nevitt's got a pen and paper, and I'll try and jot a few down as well. Just with those sectionals, so after 20 metres now, they can record a time, George. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so I really like this stat, and I've spoken to a couple of greyhound people, including punters and that. They really like this sort of stat going forward. And Jason Adams wrote an article about it revolving around Koblenz, who last week was the fastest to the 20-metre mark, and that was 2.10 seconds, Gareth. Now, there was a couple of other greyhounds that got into the teens, but I think it's just purely to show you what a pro he is out of the boxes, and that's the fastest we've seen. We'll be on course on Friday, and if anything pops up with those sort of stats, but also the stats of metres travelled to get to the finish line. We've seen that with WOW for the Top Gun, Gareth. For the Tim Lee at the start of the year, if you recall, where for the 525 at the Meadows, it took him 530.6 metres to run it and still ran 29.78. I think they're really good stats going forward for punters, but also greyhound fans, and people are obsessed with time. So Koblenz at this stage... correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, but at this stage is the fastest for the first 20 metres we've seen at 2.10 seconds. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on Friday.
No, exciting times, Georgie. So we'll let you go and then we'll come back and we'll get these Melbourne Cup heats.
Yep, 9 minutes and 51 seconds, Gareth. There
All
we
right
go.
Then. Good on you, Rick. Good calling. Melbourne Cup heats are out, Georgie. Hello to you once again. I'm excited here.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. We're waiting to get the official ones, but...
I've got them here, Georgie, if you're ready to go.
I've seen Koblenz drew box 2, Gareth, in the first heat.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep, so you've got Koblenz 2, Immunity 1, King of Calypso 3, Indy Fido 4, Yozo Bale 5, Japara 6, Chantel Rose 7, and Camulos 8. So Koblenz will be winning that, you would imagine.
Yeah, he's going to be hard to beat. Immunity is a very fast chaser, but you'd think Koblenz will be off and gone. I'm sure the Gill family will be happy with that draw.
Tommy Shelby, box number 8. I wonder if they'll still come. Nicolai Bale, 1. Tiberio Bale, 2. Webleck Raider, 3. Aston Levina, 4. Baruga Smoke, 5. Idolize, 6. Invictus Rising, 7. Tommy Shelby, 8.
The issue there, Gareth, is that there's speed in 4, 5 and 6. In terms of the hardest heat, probably not. So, yeah, Tommy's just needs to do everything right. Baruga Smoke is obviously a talent idolised as well. Aston Lavinia when she gets a start right, can run low 5 seconds, Gareth. Tough race.
Hodokin 1, Quara Bale 2, Carry On Angel 3, Wow She's Fast 4, Russian Sub at 5, Weblek Jet 6, Ben Mayo 7, and Typhoon Semi 8.
What a race. Yes. I mean, if Quara Bale's at her best, drawn really well, obviously Typhoon Semi again has to come from box 8. Wow She's Fast, not drawn well, Gareth, I don't think for sure. So, wow, that is one hell of a heat. That's probably one of the tougher ones for sure. But as we've seen with Quara Bale, she certainly hasn't been in great form.
No.
She's had a couple of weeks off, so Gareth, so I'm sure she would have had a couple of trials ready for this.
You've got lots of chatter 1, Weblek Ranger 2, Ashton Rupee 3, Fernando Bluey 4, Special Talent 5, Substantial 6, Cindy Matilda 7, Harrigan 8.
Tough race again. I mean, Fernando Bluey is just a lid finger, isn't he? So he's going to get out and go. Aston Rupee just has to avoid trouble. The only fly in the ointment, obviously, with Fernando Bluey or his Achilles heel is probably that last 50 metres. And the last dog you want on your tail is a dog like Aston Rupee. And you mentioned Substantial, Gareth. His run last week was fantastic. So another tough heat, but you wouldn't expect anything less. But I'd say that Glenn Rounds would be relieved he hasn't drawn 6, 7 or 8.
Envy to Burn 1, Do It 2, Gypsy Bun 3, Fernando Mick 4, Arizona Eyes 5, Kinson Bale 6, Herbie and Black 7, Ashton Shine 8. That's heat number 5.
Yeah, I don't mind where Do It's drawn there. Obviously, closer to the fence. We've seen him win an Adelaide Cup and then run third in a Top Gun. Hebridean Black is the one, Gareth. He's the informed dog. If he can just get around that first corner, it's a tricky draw, but he's a greyhound with a powerhouse finish.
The jinx of G Hall with future markets, with all of these greyhounds that he's tipped before drawing the car park. Unbelievable. And then Substantial draws Ashton Rupee. Heat number 6, Tab Melbourne Cup, Weblek Blazer 1, Aussie Secret 2, Handsome Rhino 3, Tiger Time 4, Providence Bale 5, Nicholas Rose 6, Jungle Juice 7, Savion Bale 8. Aussie Secret, he'll just knock half the field out again and probably win.
Or you'd think the greyhound drawn in box 1 is probably the best drawn greyhound in Australia right now.
Yes.
Is that Weblek Blazer?
Correct.
I think it was. Jungle Juice again has to overcome a wide box draw. The thing with Jungle Juice, Gareth, is he's a safe sort of beginner with good sort of early speed, but not electric. So that's the challenge for him. He's going to have to try to avoid Aussie Secret, that's for sure. Aussie Secret, I think, will probably step a little bit quicker than him, but then where Jungle Juice can sit is the big danger.
We'll have a look at heats 7 and 8 in just a moment. Georgie, heat number 7, you've got greyhounds like Weblek Bay, we've talked about that. I think this is heat 7 here. Lakeview, Walter Ridge, Daft's Ascend, McCooley's Lad, box 4, True Kalinda 7, Keep It Blue 8.
Well, your tip, True Kalinda, drawn a little bit off the track. I don't think she minds it too much out there. McCooley's Lad probably holds the key, doesn't he, Gareth? If he can he ping out. He actually began okay in that shootout, but then he had a greyhound called Aston Rupee drawn on his inside and probably broke his heart a little bit. Lakeview Walter, I'd say Connections are very happy with where they're drawn as well.
And then in the final heat, gee, soon as Jason Thompson said box 8's a nightmare to draw at Sandown, he's got Rebellious in 8. Typhoon Semi in 8, True Kalinda 7. So Rebellious in the final heats, box 8. You've got Lala Kiwi, Jack's Bale inside draws, Canando 3, Well Grounded 4, Ricket and Ricket 5, Thunder Tears 6, and then Music Event at box number 7 there, Georgie.
Yeah, and Music Event is obviously a greyhound who's an absolute star, probably not drawn too well. You'd say Lala Kiwi would be the greyhound to beat off box 1, Gareth, because she's got great early speed. She's coming up off a fourth in the Top Gun. You know she's capable of running your 29.40s, and is that going to be enough to win the race? Maybe.
The Inevitable 2 trialled nicely as in Tasmania today, heading towards the Newmarket for Scotty Brunson. Just before we go to Rick McIntosh, Georgie, superb. We'll have a comprehensive preview of the Tab Melbourne Cup heats later on in the week.
Yeah, probably the two things we can take out of it is the two favourites for the race, Koblenz and Aston Rupee, have drawn pretty well.
Yeah, perfect. They should qualify, really, if they perform like they have. Here's Rick McIntosh.